Hey, KID crew, we are hanging out here at the Flying Goose inside the Shiloh, and I am with Representative Marco Erickson, District 33, but he does not have an opponent this time around. But you're definitely watching this election closely, like the rest of us. What have you observed this time around that's perhaps different?
I started watching early this evening. It was like 5 o'clock, so I went home and my wife and I were paying attention. It was interesting to listen to the commentary and hear the dissatisfaction with the current administration, especially the president. In multiple states, 60%, you know, the polls were coming in, people were not satisfied. So I hope that leads to a change in the guard, you know, so we can see the red come back in a bigger manner than what we've had in the past. So far, we've picked up one Senate seat, which is good. And I think we can potentially win Montana. That's a big deal. So there's a couple things we're watching really close. I'm watching all the initiatives because there's, you know, I work in the field of drug prevention. There's a lot of them that have to do with some marijuana legalization. So I'm just watching what those states are doing. I mean, they targeted Idaho for years, and we've told them Idaho is going to be a clean state. We're staying that way, and there's a reason we're number one in so many categories, and that's one of them. I really believe is because we value traditional values in Idaho, and we want to stay that way.
And you do a lot with your community youth in action on drug prevention with young people. Tell us about some of those things that have been happening recently to kind of push that abstinence from drugs.
Yeah, this last month was National Red Ribbon Week. So we pushed a lot. That's the time when we get out and we do rallies. We do community events just to celebrate teens living a drug-free life. We don't preach to people. We just teach them information and let them choose for themselves which route they're going to go. Because we sometimes work with kids that have already been down that path, right? And we're just trying to help them navigate their life and go into a positive, healthy lifestyle. So we're not out there being preachy to people. You know, that's not our role. Our role is community-wide health outcomes that are good for everybody. So we really have a lot of partnerships, and we work together to keep it out of the hands of kids. And really what we're trying to tell parents is have conversations with your kids about your values on those subjects, because they'll emulate what you do, most likely. So if you set really clear boundaries and limits, it's likely that they'll delay their use of alcohol or other substances. So that's really what we're trying to do, is get the community talking to their kids and families and have those conversations on a regular basis, not just once. But every time you look in the newspaper and you see a story about this drunk driver or this accident that took place, you really need to get deep and talk about how that happened. And then your kids, you have to have this perception that a lot of their peers, I asked a kid last week, and he's like, oh, 85% of my peers use vaping. And I'm like, no, actually, the number is it's about 24% that do. The other 76% do not. And so they actually have that totally skewed, just because the people they're around tend to do it and they see that more. So it skews their mind, and we like to do what we call social norms campaigns to really educate the kids on what really is that number. So that's a lot of fun for us. We enjoy that work.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Representative, that approach works, because teenagers in particular do not want to feel like they're being pushed to something. So I think focusing on that education and showing them that there are others who aren't partaking in that, and social media makes it tough because they are exposed to so much. And I also believe helping parents to understand how they can be effective is important, because what we do know is that children learn what they live. So that's where it starts.
Yeah, and also in Idaho, they have this new documentary that's going to be coming out. It's called The Unaltered State. And it's really cool because they're gonna show and depict kids and families in different types of settings across the state and things that they're doing to enjoy life without those substances. And then also talk about the data, the scary data, and what people can do as an alternative. So it's kind of cool. There's a documentary that should be coming out. The trailer hit last week, and that was kind of fun. And they did feature my organization, a couple of my nonprofits that I work with, but Community Youth in Action, we were put in that documentary, which I thought was pretty cool.
When can we see that?
I don't know the release date. The trailer's out right now on Idaho Public Broadcasting, but I don't know the actual, but it'll be a big, wide documentary. The last one that they did on vaping in Idaho went national. They show it all over the country now, and so it's really nice to know that goes along with the K-N-O-W. No vape, but it's K-N-O-W is how they spell it. So that's where a lot of the video contests that our kids participated in. There's three videos on there that are like 15-second spots that were designed by kids right from our program here in Idaho Falls. They created the initial idea, and then Public Broadcasting went and really turned them into these really amazing videos, and you know, just from an idea that kids had, and it was a really, you know, just filmed with a cell phone camera, and then later they've been produced into professional videos, which is really cool with graphics and everything. And so I was really proud of our teens that helped create that concept initially. So just great things that are going, and they're taking our Idaho stuff and using it all across the country now, because we're leading in that way.
I think that's definitely something to celebrate. So I will keep in contact with you, and we'll make sure, KID crew, that we let you know when you'll be able to check that out. I think that's really impressive and so marvelous that young people are getting a chance to put their creativity to good use. And who knows, it could spark a future for them down the road.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a future in a lot of those kids' lives in that kind of work. They're very creative, and they know how to spread the message to their peers better than we do. So that's why we value youth so much.
Right. Well, Representative, I want to give you a chance just to send out any message about this election day that you want to the KID crew.
Well, I just like to appreciate Idaho for what we are, and we're going to keep it that way. And I'll continue to do my job and listening to the public, and you know, there could be some interesting results going on tonight. I'm going to support what my public wants. That's kind of how I work as a legislator. It's really nice to know when there's things on the ballot and then we truly know how they feel about issues like Medicaid expansion. That was one of them. I've done my part to protect that in the last few years, because 66% of my people in District 33 in Idaho Falls voted for that in favor. You know, so it's my job to represent them, not an agenda that I might have. I really focus on the people in this public, and I'm grateful that they allow me to continue to serve in that capacity, because it really is a service. If anybody out there that thinks that it's not, come try our job for a day. And you know, we spend a lot of time away from our families. We travel a lot in the summertime. We go to meetings constantly with multiple constituents from all over the state. So it's not just a job that we do in Boise from January to March. It is a full-time, all-year job, and it's such a great gift to be a part of that. And I'm grateful to give to my state in the various capacities I do in my nonprofit work and also in the legislature. So thanks for keeping me around for a couple more years, and feel free to contact me if you ever need to have a conversation about an issue that you're struggling with or like to see addressed in the state.
All right. Thank you so much, Representative Marco Erickson, District 33. Enjoy the rest of the night. I think we're going to have some good things to celebrate.
Yes,